Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Every year since 2001, the United States Department of State has published the Trafficking in Persons Report, which ranks countries according to their efforts to combat modern slavery, prosecute perpetrators, and aid and rehabilitate the victims. The 2013 report is the fourth report to rank the United States and also the first report since President Barack Obama delivered a seminal speech on the fight to end trafficking in persons at the Clinton Global Initiative last September. At that time, President Obama committed to ramping up American efforts to combat trafficking in persons and announced a number of new administration initiatives at home and abroad. The bitter truth is that trafficking also goes on in the United States, he said. One of the things that we've seen over this last year with the United States government's recommitment and new approaches to trafficking in persons is the recognition of the need for government to act on victim identification, said Ambassador-at-Large to Monitor and Combat Trafficking in Persons Luis C. de Baca during a special briefing prior to the report's release. In fact, the notion that victim identification is the first step in stopping modern slavery is a theme of the 2013 report. We are encouraging other countries as well to step up victim identification, said Ambassador C. de Baca. The United States also urges consumers and governments around the world to pay close attention to the supply chains through which their goods are made. In the wake of the tragedies in Bangladesh and high-profile scandals out of a number of factories around the world, we in the government have a responsibility to be vigilant, said Ambassador C. de Baca. The United States will continue to be a leader in this global movement, said President Obama last year. We've got a comprehensive strategy. We're shining a spotlight on the dark corners where it persists. We're doing more than ever to give countries incentives to meet their responsibilities and calling them out when they don't.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. For a transcript of this and other VOA editorials, or to receive editorials by email, visit the VOA Editorials Internet homepage at www.voanews.com/editorials.